It's worthwhile to understand some background of the story.
好，那么看看我们这个今天要讨论这个故事的一些背景。
As the scripture we just read, we realize there is a particular geographical area. It's called Jericho.
好，在我们刚才读的这段经文当中，我们大家看到了有一个非常特别的一个地理的位置，叫耶利哥。
So let us understand where is Jericho.
好，让我们来看一下耶利哥城到底在什么地方。
As you see the world map concentrating in Asia, Europe, and Africa right here.
好，那我们看这里是一个世界的地图，这地图上我们画出了大概欧洲、亚洲和非洲。
The center of Asia, Europe, and Africa, there is a place.
在非洲、欧洲和亚洲的这个中心有一个地方。
It's the Middle East there.
就是中东。
And there is a place called Jericho.
在那个地方呢，有一个城叫做耶利哥城。
May we go to next slide? And...If we focus on that part of the world, which is on your upper left-hand corner there,
如果我们只关注就是左上图的那块小块区域的话
，and you will see Jericho is right on top of a very big lake, or we call Dead Sea.
那我们看到耶利哥城呢，在一个很大的一个湖，其实也就是死海的北边。
And this yellow portion of the land.
我们这画的这个用黄颜色标出来的这块地
It's a land that God has promised Abraham and his descendant that this land will be yours.
这一段块地呢也是耶和华神应许给亚伯拉罕的地。
However, for 400 years, the descendant of Abraham, they didn't live in this land.
但是过了400年亚伯拉罕的子孙他们还没有进入那块地。
And at the time of Moses, God delivered the Israelites who later on moved from this land to Egypt, and God delivered them out of Egypt because they were slaves in Egypt.
我们再看到在摩西的时代，以色列人在埃及为奴之地做奴隶，神把他们从借着摩西的手从埃及之地带回到以色列。
And God.Say to Moses and his the people who follow Moses, saying, "Now it is the time I'm going to give this land to you. Go in there and possess the land."
所以耶和华神告诉摩西和摩西所带领的人说，我要把这块应许之地赐给你们，去占领这块地。
However, because they were slaves for being slaves for so long, they have no organization, no politics, no way of knowing how to manage people. They don't know how to fight, and they were afraid. And they say, "No, Lord, we cannot go to this land. We cannot possess the land."
但是因为他们在埃及之地为奴已经很长一段时间，他们没有一个很好的合理化的组织，他们也没有政治，没有军事。他们不知道怎么样去占领这个地方，他们对神说：“不，我们没有办法进去。”
And God said to them, "Don't you know I'm the Lord? I have saved you, and I have performed miracles for you, and delivered you out of Egypt. Don't you know I'm with you?"
神对他们说：“你们不知道吗？我是神，我是耶和华神，我在你们的面前行过奇迹，我在埃及人面前把你们给领出来。”
Because Israelites rebellious and not listening to the Lord, they were wandering around the desert area for 40 years, and they couldn't get into the land.
但是我们看到以色列人他们有悖逆，他们在旷野当中徘徊了四十余年，他们没有办法进入神给他们的应许之地。
A generation has passed.
一代人已经过去了。
The new generation has been risen.
新一代人起来了，成长。
And now, God said to the leader, who is Joshua at the time, say, "Now is the time. I'm going to ask you to lead the Israelites to get into the land I have promised you."
耶和华神对新的领袖，也就是约书亚说：“你们起来，我把你们带入应许之地。”
Joshua was indeed a very courageous leader. He said, "Yes.I will take the responsibility."
约书亚他是一个非常有勇气的一个领袖，他说：“好，我来接受这样的一个挑战。”
So how do they get into the land? They decide to go around Jordan from the east side of Israel, today's Israel, going from east side and get, go from east to west.
他们是如何进入这块应许之地的呢？他们是从现今我们今天的约旦啊，也是从这块应许之地的东边往西走，进入这块应许之地。
And Jericho happened to be the very first city they are about to conquer.
我看到耶利哥城，也就是他们需要占领的第一座城。
Now we can go to the next slide. So if you can see the altitude of the city of Jericho, and if you can see the Jordan River just right above the Dead Sea, you will realize the Jordan River is on the lowest point of the entire earth.
我们看到这是一个有地形的，就是高度的一个图。我们看到耶利哥也在这个约旦河和这个死海的附近。那约旦河和死海的话，是这个地理上的一个最低的位置。
And now it is quite hard, to lead millions of people crossing the Jordan River to Jericho from the lowest point of the earth and trying to go, gradually to go up.
所以要从东边，就是要穿过这个约旦河，然后不断的向上爬升，要到耶利哥的话，不是一件容易的事情。
So how did the general Joshua go about this?
那我们看看这个约书亚他是怎么样办的呢？怎么做的
？He sent two spies, try to spy the city first.
所以他所做的第一件事情，他就是先差派了两个探子去勘探那个地方。
As the spies went into the city, they encounter a woman, and actually she's not just an ordinary woman. She was a prostitute.
那我们看到
Rahab.
当约书亚的两个探子进入了耶利哥城以后，他们却遇到了一个女人，而且这也不是一个普通的女人，她是一个妓女，她的名字叫拉合。
From the passage we just read, we realize she is extremely courageous and brave.
我们看到从我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们可以认识到拉合这个妓女的话，她是一个非常有勇气的一个女人。
As Rahab encountered these two spies,
当我们看到拉合遇到这两位探子的时候
，and she realized what's going on in the city.
她知道在那里发生了什么样的事情。
She needed to do some decision.
她在那个时候，她必须要做一个决定。
And she is under an extremely dangerous situation.
其实她在那个时候是处于一种非常危险的境况当中。
If she go along with the order of the government at the time.
如果她顺从当时耶利哥城王的命令的话，
she realized this won't lead her and her family to anything good.
她知道这样的话对她和她的家不会有任何的好处。
Now, seeing these two strangers, two spies in the house.
但是她看到这两位探子在她家的时候，
perhaps they do have weapon on them.
他们也许身上会带着有武器。
I don't know how would you react if two strangers coming into a house with guns.
我不知道你会怎么样的反应，如果你发现有两个陌生人闯入你的家中，而且身上带着枪的话。
And would the spy kill her to prevent divulgence?
也许这个探子的话会让他说不要把这个消息给透露出去。
Perhaps they decide to kill her entire family right there.
也许这两个探子也会在那个地方就会杀她灭口。
And perhaps, when the police came to her house, and she realized the spies are actually in the house, would she be really nervous at the time?
也许当城里的警察来到家里搜查的时候，他考虑到探子在他家，他肯定会觉得非常的紧张。
Please understand, this is not the way the police are going through her house is not just an ordinary way of trying to find spy door to door.
请注意我们这个地方看讲的这个警察来搜索的话，不是一般意义上的搜索，不是好像从一户到另外一户的搜索。
Because the king of Jericho has already known, has been already informed, the spies went to her house. She has been spotted, and she is the one. Her house is the hot point.
因为耶利哥王已经得到了这样的报告，知道那个探子，两位探子已经进入了他的家，他已经被耶利哥的王给盯上了。
It's not just an ordinary search for the house. Now she has been spotted by CIA or FBI.
这不是一个普通的一个搜索而已，她其实已经好像被 FBI 或者 CIA 已经给盯上了。
If she released and let them know about the spies in her house,
如果她把这个探子给交出来的话，
she might be rewarded. She might be commended.
她可能会得到表扬，得到奖励。
And yet, if she decides to hide the spies, the crime will be treason. Not only she will be killed, her entire family will be killed.
但是如果她暗藏探子的话，她得到的是叛国的重罪，不但她自己，甚至于包括她的全家都可能被满门抄斩。
And she needs to make a decision in a very short moment what to do.
她在那个非常短暂的时刻，她必须要做一个决定，她该怎么做。
If she decided to protect the spies,
如果她决定要来保护那些探两位探子的话，
she is putting herself in danger right away.
她立刻将自己处于一种危险当中。
And how does she know those spies won't betray her later?
她怎么知道这两位探子不会最后又背叛她呢？
And we realize one thing, something being described here.
那我们看看这里有一段经文。
Not only she is the only one realize, the Israelites are coming.
我在那个时候，不单是他知道以色列人要来了。
The entire city, the entire country, they all know about this.
全城的人都知道。
Yet.Rahab made a decision to protect the spy.
但是我们看到，尽管大家都知道，但是拉合他做了这样的一个决定，他决定要来保护探子。
What does it mean everyone knows about this? It doesn't mean anything.
全城人都听见，有什么含义吗？也许并没有任何的意义。
What do they know?
他们知道什么呢？
They know the Israelites.Has been led by God, and they were able to cross the Red Sea, and the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea.
他们知道以色列人是被神所带领的一群人，他们知道他们可以过红海，神使红海的水分开变干。
So they all also know that all the Israelites did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of Amorites east of Jordan.Whom the Israelites completely destroyed.
他们也知道以色列人，他们完全的打败了约旦河东的两个亚摩利王，一个是西宏，一个是噩。
So the entire country of Jericho, they were not ignorant. They know what had happened, what God has done to Israelites.
所以耶利哥城的人，他们并不是什么都不知道，他们知道神所做的一切。
They know God has protected them, and they were able to destroy the two countries east side of Jordan.
他们知道耶和华神保护以色列民，他们已经把约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩已经打败。
For this, they were all very afraid. They were all terrified.
也正是因为这如此，他们感到非常的恐惧惊慌。
I would like to ask.All of us a question today.
我想问大家一个这样的问题。
What makes us afraid?
有什么样的事情会使你感到惊慌恐惧呢？
And also, what makes us all afraid? Every one of us, we all afraid.
有什么事情会让我们每一位人都恐惧惊慌？
Perhaps it's bad economy.
也许是很不糟糕的经济。
Maybe perhaps our job is not stable.
也许是我们的工作不稳定。
A few years ago, people were afraid of AIDS and SARS.
有一些年前，大家可能会对艾滋病或者是 SARS 感到恐怖。
However, there is something we all need to face that one day we are all going to be old.
而且有一件事情我们都就会必须要面对，就是有一天我们都会衰老。
And most likely, all of us will be old enough to catch some cancer, one way or the other.
而且很有可能是当我们衰老的时候，我们可能会有各样的疾病。 可能会有死亡。
And we all going to die.
我们都会死亡。
Just like the people in Jericho, they know there's something is going to happen, and they all are going to experience it. There's no way to escape.
就如耶利哥城的人他们所知道的那样，将会有发生事情，而且事情来临的时候，没有一个人可以能够逃脱。
However, Rahab is different from the people in the city of Jericho.
但是我们看到拉合他所做的跟其他的耶利哥人所做的却不同。
Everyone knows about this, the fact of Israelites has been protected by God.
耶利哥所有的人他们都知道神是保护以色列民的。
However, Rahab made a different decision.
但是我们看到拉合他却做了一个完全不同的决定。
Everyone in the city decided not to surrender.
全城的人都决定不妥协，不投降。
Everyone in the city decided to follow the order of the king of Jericho, follow his order and to resist the army of Israelites.
全城的人他们做的决定是跟随耶利哥王的指示，他们选择抵抗。
Perhaps to the thing that will happen to our life, we also follow the trend and the fashion of this world.
也许在我们的生命当中，生活里面，我们也很多时候会决定去顺从社会的潮流。
And we decide not to face on the what's coming, but rather think of some other way to resist what's coming.
所以很多的时候我们不会想着怎么样去面对即将要发生的事情，我们只想着用各样的办法来回避。
Perhaps we say even though we couldn't overcome, we are going to bet our life on something else.
也许你们会说、如果没有办法能够战胜的话，我们可以来靠别的事情来下一个赌注。
Perhaps we couldn't overcome death.
也许我们没有办法能够来战胜死亡。
And people say, how about we just freeze our body? Perhaps when the technology is going to be advanced enough, we can be unfrozen and therefore we can live on forever.
如果没有办法战胜死亡的话，我们好不好把我们的身体冷冻起来？当技术更加的先进的时候，我们再把自己的身体再回原，然后我们就可以得到永生。
Perhaps we say, well, there's a still, even though I can live forever, however, there's an issue of guilt and sin in us.
也许你会说、即使是我们可以永生的话，我心中还是有罪恶感，我会有良心不安。
And yet people say, well, let us come up with a philosophy saying there's no judgment.
那好不好？那我们就来顺从一些这样的哲学，这样的哲学也许会告诉我们说，在这世上没有审判。
Perhaps there's no judge after the end of our life on this earth.
这样的哲学也许会告诉我们说，当我们的末世之后，没有审判者。
Or perhaps we believe in some religion. Life is a life of recycling. We have one life and we just go on to the next. We don't need to worry about the sin what we have done in this world.
也许你会相信一些宗教，它讲究的是轮回。我们生命不停的轮回，我们不用担心我们在今生所犯的任何的错。
As long as we can deny the existence of God, we will be okay and we will feel better.
也许会说，如果我们可以否定，在我们心中可以否定神的存在的话，我们就不需要面对审判。
We will be liberated because we don't need to constantly thinking there's a divine being who is going to judge us.
我们就不用老是，我们就可以得到解放、解脱。我们不用老是担心有这样的一个神会审判我们。
Is that true?
是不是这样的呢？
If today I tell you, if you are afraid of being called by police because of your speed,
如果我告诉你说，你今天你不用担心，就今天不用担心警察会因为你的超速来抓住你的话。
Or somehow you pass a red light, or you pass stop sign without stopping it.
也许你过一个红绿灯的时候，在红灯的时候你没有停。
I say to you, don't worry about it.
我告诉你说你不用担心。
When the police comes.Just pretend the person doesn't exist.
如果警察来的时候，你就是假设这个警察好像不存在一样。
Does it work?
这是不是可行的这个办法
？Today the humanism and or the philosophy of success-driven life.
今天我们有很多时候我们会讨论那些人文主义或者是一些成功的哲学。
It's the same. They are telling you, don't worry about the judgment. There is no God. We just pursue the prosperity and the happiness of this life, and that's it.
这些人文主义或这些成功的哲学的话，他告诉你的是同样的一个故事，就是你不用担心这个末世之后没有审判，你所要追求的就是今世的享乐，今世的荣华富贵。
The philosophers bet their philosophy on this, saying there's no God.
我看到这些哲学家，他们完全把他们的未来赌注就压在他们的哲学思想上。
Friedrich Nietzsche and Karl Marx, they made such bet.
我看到尼采和马克思都下了这样的一个赌注。
They say, as long as there's no God, we can have a better society.
他们的赌注是没有神的话，他们可以有一个更好的社会。
And he dragged down a quarter of the world population with them.
他们不但自己下了这样的赌注，也同样也把全世界有四分之一的人口拖下了水。
They feel they can live a liberated freedom and free life.
他们认为他们可以过一个非常解脱自由的生活。
And yet whoever believing them, they suffer.
但是所有跟随这样做的人，他日子就要遭殃了。
In the past, China has made a decision.
在过去，中国有这样的一个决定。
They spent a quarter century to promote the way to control their population.
他们在过去的四分之一的世纪，他们创造了一个办法来控制他们的人口。
They say this is a way to solve our problem.
他们认为说这是一个解决他们的问题的一个很好的办法。
The single child policy.
也就是独生子的这样的一个政策。
Indeed.The population stopped to grow, even right now start to decrease.
的确，自从有了这个政策以后，人口的增长停止了，而且甚至人口还有减少的趋势。
And yet, they create a society with six people to take care of one person.
但是他们却创造了这样的一个社会，在这个社会当中，六个成年人来照顾一个。
Father, mother, and both sides of grandparents.
也就是有父亲、母亲和双方的祖父、祖母、外公、外婆。
A generation of 6 to 1.
所以我们看到是一个6:1的这样的一个比例。
You may think this might be a problem. Perhaps that's it.
你也许觉得这好像是一个问题，但是也不是一个太大的问题。
Can you imagine 20 years from now?
你能不能想象一下20年以后
？This one child.Generation, they are going to take care of 6 older generations, 6 people.
我们看到这一个小孩子，他成年以后，他所要照顾的是六个大人。
I don't know. Maybe some of you have parents who suffer cancer or old age. It's quite hard.
我不知道你们是不是有父母可能曾经有过像癌症这样的疾病。
In 20-30 years, if China no longer practices socialism, One child generation, they are going to take care of 6.
我们看到，如果中国在20年以后这样的情况继续下去的话，一个中年人会要照顾六个老年人。
We humans think we can solve our own problem.
我们人类，我们认为我们可以自己能够解决我们自己的问题。
How long do we need to know? We just made it worse all the time.
但是我们什么时候我们才能够真正的明白，其实我们让事情变得更加的糟糕。
Today we are no different from the time of Rahab.
其实我们今天的情形和2000多年前拉合的情形没有什么太大的差别。
Rahab heard about how God treats Israelites.
我们看到拉合他听到了耶和华神是怎么样的带领以色列民。
And only 40 years ago, which is one generation ago, Rahab heard about how God has parted the Red Sea and let Israelite cross through.
我们看到，也就是在当时在40年以前，也就是一代人之前，他听到了以色列耶和华怎么样的能够分开红海，让以色列人过去。
Today, in the same way, only 60 years ago, only a generation ago, the rebirth of Israelite has happened.
同样的，我们看到在现今，也其实也是60年前，也是一个代人之前，以色列人又重新复国了。
Israel declared independence and once again became a nation after 2600 years.
我们看到，经过了2600年以后，以色列人他们又重新的宣布了独立，他们重新又复国了。
Israel was obliterated by Roman general Titus in 70 AD.
也就是在主后的七十年，以色列国被罗马的将军提多将军从地图上给抹去了。
So not only they couldn't be together as a nation, then later on they couldn't even be together as a people, and they have been completely destroyed and been scattered around the world.
他们不但不能够成为一个国家而立于世界，他们甚至于不能够成为一个民族在这世界，他们被分散到世界各地。
Have you seen any culture in the world they can reestablish their state after a few hundred years, let alone 2,000 years later?
你有没有看到有任何的一个民族能够经过几百年以后可以又重新立国吗？更不要说这经过了两千多年。
And also we realize today's calendar era is based on the birth of Jesus of Nazareth.
而且我们现在也知道我们全世界我们所使用的年历也是依照主的日子所而定。
Just decades ago, a few countries in the world, they tried to eliminate Christianity.
也就是几十年前，我们知道有些国家，他们想要做的是要彻底的消灭基督教。
Only decades later, we see the big revivals in those countries, which been mentioned by Brother TC last week.
但是几十年以后，我们看到在这些国家却有基督教的大复兴，在上个星期 TC 弟兄的证道中也提到。
So have we seen? Have we heard?
我们是不是听到？我们是不是看见？
We don't need the Bible. We just look around the world. We have seen. We have heard. Just like Rahab.
我们甚至于不需要圣经，我们就是听，我们看，我们在周围的世界上，我们就可以发现所有的这一切，就像当时的拉合所看到、听到的一样。
Perhaps we just look around.
我们只需要环顾我们的周围。
If we see the face of a Christian around us, or if we go to hospital, nursing home, seeing those Christians, old Christians, when they are about to die, we can see their testimony.
我们只要看看我们周围的基督徒，他们的信心，他们的脸。我们只要看看我们到在医院去看那些临死的病床上的基督徒，他们不怕死的状况。
Well, I just look around some of the people among us. I see God is real in their life, and God is so real.And I have to behave like Rahab, saying, "God is indeed the Lord of heavens and earth."
我只要看看我们在座的一些弟兄姐妹，我就可以知道神他是真实的，他是存在在我们当中的。我就知道说，我要像拉合一样的行为。
And we all know one day the army of death is going to march toward us.
我也知道有一天死亡的军队会向我们前进走来。
There is no way we can escape.
我们没有任何的办法，想躲也躲不了。
We can come up with different human philosophy.
我们可以有不同的人生的哲学。
To comfort ourselves.
去安慰我们自己。
Perhaps there is no judgment.
我们也许会安慰我们自己说，末世之后没有审判。
Perhaps I'm still not a bad person.
我们也许会安慰自己说啊，也许我也不算是一个罪人。
Perhaps I can do good to overcome to cover my bad.
啊，也许你会说，我们可以用我们自己的功去抵我们的过。
And hoping that we can escape the coming of the judgment.
也许我们可以想以此来躲避要来到的审判。
Just like the citizen and the king of Jericho.
也就正如耶利哥城的人和耶利哥城的。
They have seen the consequence and the result of those nations who are against Israelites.
因为他们看到，其实他们知道那些抵挡以色列军队的国的下场。
And yet they think we are different from them. We can do something different.
但是他们却想着说，我们和他们不一样，我们可以能够抵挡。
And yet Rahab, seeing the spies.Differently.
但是我们看到拉合他对待这个探子的时候他却有完全不同的看见。
They are not threat, but an opportunity, a chance for her to survive, to live.
他看到这探子的时候他不把他看作是一个威胁他看到的是一个机会是一个可以让他得救的机会。
So she sees, she heard, and now she made an action according to what she sees, what she hears.
所以我们看到他看见了，他听见了，他就做出了一个这样的决定，他的决定是和他所看见所听见的有关。
And Rahab made the declaration to the two spies.
我们看到拉合有这样的一个宣告。
And she said, For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below.
他说耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
Your God is truly the God who holds the authority of the entire mankind and in heavens.
你们的神是对整个人类是有主权有权柄的那一位。
Let us not judge Rahab too quickly from our limited understanding.
好，我们不要用我们一些好像很狭义爱的眼光去看待拉合的决定。
We say perhaps, oh, Rahab, she is justA prostitute.
我们不要想着说，哦，拉合她不过是一个妓女而已。
Perhaps not even that. She committed a treason against her country.
不但如此，她也犯了一个叛国的罪。
But I would say Rahab has a different perspective about life that's higher than her family, her people, her culture, her nation.
但是我们看到其实拉合他有一个很高的眼界，他的眼界高于他自己，高于他的家族，高于他的民族文化和国家。
She understands who is having the true authority of the world.
他知道谁才是有真正的有对全世界的有权柄。
Today she surrendered. It's not because Israelites.
他今天他选择的降服并不是因为以色列，
But the God of Israelites.
他所降服的是带领以色列的神。
Today, we Chinese here, we accept the Lord.
今天我们来接受了主耶稣基督。
It's not because this is some Western culture.
我们这样的接受不是因为这是一个好像西方的一个文化。
We want to follow the mainstream, so we want to be part of the culture.
我们不是为了要好像要能够来顺从社会的主流。
But simply because...Jesus Christ is the true God.
我们选择了主耶稣基督是因为主耶稣基督他是真神。
Rahab made a request to the spy.
我们看到拉合他对两个探子他有这样的一个要求。
She pleaded that her family will be saved.
他的要求第一个要求是他说要救活我的全家。
She realized whatever she is doing at that moment, hiding the spy and telling the FBI of Jericho going the other way, she is risking her life. Something very serious.
因为拉合他知道，当他来隐藏这个探子的时候，告诉耶利哥城的警察要走另外一个错误的方向的时候，他知道他说的是一个非常严重性的问题。
And also, when she made the proclamation that the God of Israelites is the God of heaven and earth, she is making a very, very serious declaration and decision.
所以当她有这样的一个宣告，宣告说耶和华你们的神是天上上天下地的神的时候，她也是做了一个非常严肃重要的一个宣告。
If she doesn't save the spies,
如果她没有救这两位探子的话，
she think to herself she will die anyway.
他也许会想到说，他想到说，不论如何，无论如何，他会死。
However, if she saved the spies,
但是如果他拯救这两位探子的话
，there could be a chance for her to survive.
他也许有机会可以得生。
And not only she want to live, she want her family to live as well.
不但他要想救活他自己，他也想救活他全家。
She realized the thing she is doing is a matter of life and death.
所以他知道他当时所做的是攸关生死的事。
Perhaps today we think when we choose our religion, it's like shopping in Sears.
也许我们可能觉得说，我们现在我们选择我们的宗教的信仰，就好像在商场里面，在 Sears 里面选购物品一样，商品一样。
But Rahab thinks differently.
但是拉合他却完全不这么想。
Religion is not choosing some philosophy that's.Pleasing to our culture, our personality.
我们知道宗教，我们不还不只是选择一个能够让我们自己在这个社会上能够符合这个社会潮流的一个选择。
It's a matter of life and death.
其实是一个生和死的这样的一个抉择。
Like I just share, I cannot give you a philosophy saying when police stop you, just pretend you didn't see police car, you just keep on driving.
就像我刚才所说的那样，我告诉你说，就假设警察不存在，你可以直接开，不用停的话，这是不正确的。
The spies replied to Rahab, yes, agree, we will save your family.
那么看到这两位探子对拉赫的请求，他的回答是可以，我们会来拯救你和你的全家。
Under one condition,
但是要有一个这样的条件。
All of your family members need to be in the house with a scarlet cord hanging out of the window.
那这个条件就是你和你的全家都要聚集在你的家中，而且你要把这条朱红线绳系在窗户上。
I won't spend time to address what's the significance of the scarlet thread.
我可以再花点时间来跟大家探讨一下这个朱红线绳它有什么样的特别的意义。
I won't spend time.
我不会花时间。
However, we need to know, not only they give Rahab a chance to say, you can tell all of your family to be safe, however, there is one condition.
但是我们看到他给拉合这样的一个条件说，你要把你可以让你的父母和兄弟都能得救，但是有一个条件，要聚集在你家中。
They must believe you, your word.
他们必须得相信你，相信你的话。
And they must take an action accordingly.
他们必须也因此照着你的话来采取行动。
Otherwise, they won't be saved.
否则的话，他们就不会得到救赎。
We realize later on what happened to this battle, the story about the battle, which recorded in chapter 6.
我们也知道我们在后面我们在约书亚记的第六章我们看到有这个以色列和耶利哥城的战争的结果如何。
Joshua conquered the city, and at the time, Joshua said to his fellow soldier, saying, and the spy, saying, go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her.
我们看到以色列民他们占领了耶利哥城，那时候约书亚对他的军队说，你们进那妓女的家，照着你们向她所起的誓，将那女人和她所有的都从那里带出来。
And the following verse is very interesting. So the young man who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers,her sisters, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and relatives and put them in a place outside of the camp of Israel.
第二十三节，当探子的两个少年人就进去，将拉合与他的父母、弟兄和他所有的，并他一切的亲眷都带出来，安置在以色列的营外。
I believe whoever was saved,does not limit to her immediate family.
我知道，我想当时被拯救的不单只是拉和他的直接的亲人。
It's whoever believed Rahab's word and stay in the house.
而是那所有的一切相信拉和的话，聚集在拉和的家中的人。
The opposite is also true.
反过来也是同样对的。
Even maybe those people who are Rahab's family,
即使是那些人是拉合的亲眷,
if they decide not to get into the house,
但是如果他们决定不进入拉合的家,
they won't be saved.
他们就不会得到救赎。
The trust between Rahab and her family member is the key.
在拉合和他家人中间的这个信任，这是关键。
Can you imagine at the time the entire city, the entire country, they were all got very nervous and they are ready to fight. They know the enemy is coming and everyone get ready to in a condition of battling.
你们知道吗？在当时，整个耶利哥城的人，他们知道以色列的军队即将来临，他们都很战惊恐惧，但是他们决定要来征战。
And how could Rahab persuade her family member?
但是我们怎么？但是拉合他怎么有这样的办法能够说服他的家人呢
？Not only that, when Rahab saying something about hosting spy, she is putting herself in danger because her family member could tell the king, and she will be in trouble.
而且不但如此，当他告诉他的家人，他有隐藏了两位探子的时候，他也让他自己处于危险当中，因为听到的人可能会向耶利哥的王去告密。
And I believe Rahab and her family member all are in the religion of Canaan, which is a different, they worship different God than the God of Israelite.
因为我们知道，也许在那个时候，拉和他的家人他们所敬拜的是迦南的一些偶像，和耶和华神是完全不同。
How could they change their belief so quick?
他们怎么样可以能够这么快的就转变了他们的信仰感？
I believe Rahab really pleaded.With all of her emotion, her love, saying, "Please, this is a life and death. There's no way to wait. This is not something you can follow your tradition. Thinking, if my father worshipped this, if my grandparents worshipped, I should do the same." Rahab say, "Don't waste time. There's no more time."
啊，我可以想象得到，拉合他在跟他的家人说的时候，他一定是用他的爱。来向他们请求，他告诉他们说，现在是没有时间，也不可能的抵挡以色列耶和华。他们要做的就是能够在家中能够得救。
And her family member may be afraid, maybe they are having doubts, wondering what was she talking about.
也许他的家人听到这一切的时候，心中也会有疑惑，也会有担心。
However, they heard her words, her pleading anyway. They heard.
但是他们听到了他的话，听到了他的请求。
Just a week later,
就是一个星期以后。
Now they have heard millions of Israelites cross the Jordan River.
他们听到了有成千上万的以色列人，他们渡过了约旦河。
It was during the season. It's a week. It's around the time of Passover.
也就是在逾越节的那段时候。
It's early spring.
也是在早春的时候。
River Jordan supposed to have lots of water. The water can flood to both banks of the riverside.
也在那个季节的话，约旦河的河水应该是满的。
And God poured the river, and they were able to walk through Jordan River on the dry land.
当我们看到。耶和华神他却可以让河水分开，让以色列民能够过约旦河。
I believe the entire city also heard about this.
我想在当时的整个耶利哥城，他们也听到了这件事。
But Rahab's family now understand differently.
但是我们看到拉合他的家人的理解却会完全不一样。
Because they heard Rahab's pleading first.
因为他们听到了拉合他的请求。
Now they know this is God's work when they see what's happening in the world.
但是当他们看见在这约旦河所发生的事情的时候，他们就知道这是神的旨意，是神的话语。
Rahab has opened up their eyes.
拉合打开了他们的眼。
Same thing to us.
同样的，对我们也是如此。
Maybe we feel telling our parents, our relatives, our loved one about gospel is quite frustrating job.
也许有些时候我们也会认为我们要向我们的家人传福音是非常困难的一件事情。
It's impossible job.
好像是一个不可能完成的任务。
But don't worry, we are seeding a special glasses in their heart.
但是我们不要担心，我们在他们的心中是种下了这样的种子。
Because later on, when they encounter something happening around them, they will view things differently, and all of a sudden, they will realize it's God's work.
因为当他们看到他们生活当中发生了一些事情的时候，他们看待事情的眼光就会不一样，他们就会意识到那都是神的旨意，神的话语。
Even at the time, perhaps they don't understand the meaning of gospel.
也许有些时候他们并不能完全的明白福音的道理。
However, later on, when they encounter trouble in their life,
但是当他们以后遇到生命当中遇到困难的时候
they will realize, wait, I have heard a family member of mine, a friend of mine, she or he has told me this.
他就会记得说，我的家人，我的朋友曾经告诉过我。
7 years ago, I went to Taiwan.
几年之前我去台湾的时候。
I was able to meet up with my grade school friend for one night.
我有机会啊，和我的小学的同学能够聚会。
I spent 3 hours telling him about gospel, about what God has done in my life.
我花了3个小时给他讲福音，告诉他神在我身上所做的一切。
I still remember vividly in the restaurant he was smoking and just staring at me, thinking, "Wow, my grade school friend has really changed."
我还非常清楚的记得，在那个时候，在餐馆里面，他一边吸着烟，一边看着我，他心中所想的是，哇。我的朋友，我的小学同学真的是变了。
And I look at him feeling embarrassed.
然后我看他的时候，我其实心里也有一些不好意思。
But I went on anyway.
但是我还是继续的有把福音传递给他。
In my mind, I'm thinking perhaps I'm doing something really foolish.
啊，也许如果按我自己的想法，我觉得好像我做了一些好像也很愚蠢的事情。
A year later, he sent an email to me.
但是一年以后，他给了我这样的一个邮件，电子邮件。
He said, "Thank you, George."
他说：“谢谢你 ，George。”
My entire family are baptized.
我整个的全家，我们都信主，都受洗了。
Because of your word.
因为你给我所说的那些话。
And I realize.
我就意识到。
We all should be like Rahab.
我们都应该要像拉合一样。
We should catch the moment, catch the opportunity to let our family member, our friends know about gospel.
我们应该抓住机会，抓住任何的一个机会，让我们的家人，让我们的朋友能够知道福音。
They may not understand at the time.
也许在那个时刻，他们并不能完全的明白。
But soon they will.
但是很快，他们就会明白。
Rahab family member, they heard and they know Israelites has crossed the River Jordan.
拉合的家人，他们听见了，他们知道以色列的军队渡过了约旦河。
And then, they accept invitation extended by Rahab and went into her house.
他们就接受了拉合的邀请，他们来到了拉合的家中。
It's just like the Israelites at the time of the very first Passover, they were invited by their family household to be in the house.
就像以色列人他们在逾越节的时候受家人邀请能够来到 家人朋友的家中一样。
A house, the door frame has been applied with the blood of lamb.
也就是这样的家中他们的房屋的那个门楣上有血。
So as long as they are in the house, they are saved.
他们如果在那个家里的话他们就会是安全的。
Today we see a baptism.
今天我们见证了洗礼。
And Joran now is in Christ. She is in the house.
我们知道主安姐妹已经在主耶稣基督里面，她也在这房子，她在这个门楣上涂有血的房子里面。
The house of salvation.
她也在救恩的房子当中。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 1 saying, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在罗马书的第八章第一节说到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
So as long as you are in the house, you are in Christ, you will be saved.
所以只要你在基督耶稣里，你就是安全的，不被定罪的。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.In Christ Jesus.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩典在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。这里强调是在主耶稣基督里。
Noah also built an ark, and his family member were saved.
我们在圣经当中我们也知道，我们知道挪亚他有建立一个方舟，他和他的家人在方舟中得到拯救。
And you may say to yourself, wait a minute, will the house be too small? And perhaps the house is not big enough to allow me to be in the house.
也许你可能会问，哇，这个拯救的家是不是太小了，是不是没有足够的位置让我也能够存活。
In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us,
在路加福音当中有这样说到，
When Jesus made the parable,
他有说这样的一个预言。
He said there will be a banquet.
他就说有这样的一个宴席。
And the master wished to fill the banquet.
这个主人他想要能够邀请人来参加这个筵席。
And there are lots of room.
有很多的座位。
And he, the master even asked his servant to drag people into the house to enjoy this banquet.
主人甚至于差派他的仆人到街上去把人拉到这个筵席当中。
Today, we are family of God. We are all in Christ, and therefore we are saved.
今天我们在主的家中，我们是在主耶稣的里面，我们是安全的。
And it is God's command and ask us to bring more people into this house.
是神的旨意，要我们能够带更多的人能够进入神的家中。
He pleases that when we love others and bring life to others.
当我们有对周围的人有爱的时候，把周围的人带到主的家中的时候，我们知道主耶稣他会感到喜悦的。
To enjoy him.
也会当我们能够把人带到主的家中能够来享受他的时候，是神所喜悦的。
Today we just had the baptism.
今天我们刚刚有这样的一个洗礼。
And we need to practice what does it mean in the house to be saved by Jesus Christ.
我们要来练习，我们看看怎么样是在主的家中，怎么样被神所拯救。
May I invite everyone to come around the table?
我邀请大家能够到前来，在这个主的晚餐的桌前。
We have a time of communion.
我们有一个来领受主的神的晚餐的时候。
To reassure and tell each other we are in Christ. We are all here to enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们互相的提醒，我们都是在主的家中，我们属于主耶稣。
This is a matter of life and death.
这是一个关于生和死的一个问题选择。
Perhaps today you haven't accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
也许今天你还没有接受主耶稣成为你个人的救主。
Perhaps today you haven't been baptized.
也许今天你还没有接受洗礼。
However, I do wish you to come and watch.
但是我还是想邀请你到前来，你来观礼。
So you may have heard.
你也许听到。
And you may have seen.
你也看到。
And later on in life, you will say, "Bingo! I know God is real, is doing His wonder work among my life, in the midst of my life."
最后，这样在你以后的生命当中，你就会想到主耶稣，他是一个在我的生命当中行奇事的神。
Now I invite everyone. I know some, several of you were not part of the church, or being baptized.Or, but that's fine. We are here to ask you to just come and watch.
我知道，也许在座有几位还没有信主，还不是家中的一员，但是没有关系，我们还是邀请你到我们当中来，到前面来。
And today, this will be the very first communion for Sister, Joran.
这也是我们卓然姐妹的第一个的晚餐。
May we all come forward, please.
我们一起前来。
So if you have Accept Jesus Christ.
如果你有接受主耶稣基督成为你个人的救主
and you are like Rahab,
你就像拉合一样
not only I believe, I want to make a proclamation, I want to make a life change action in my life.
我不但是相信，我也希望大家能够有这样的宣告，要做一个改变自己生命的决定。
Then you are saved. You are in Christ.
如果这样的话，你就是安全的，你就在主耶稣基督里。
Now I'm going to ask all the brothers and sisters who have been baptized in the Lord, please come and take the bread and the cup, indicating we are part of Christ. We are in Him.
我们邀请所有的主内的弟兄姐妹进前来，来领这饼，领这杯。